conscious entrepreneurs, and spiritual seekers about creating a better life and a better business now. Building your own business is the most intensive personal and spiritual growth and development course you could ever enroll in. And that's why Michelle does the work she does for you. We're glad you're here with Michelle Barr on the Om Times Radio Network.
Sacred business success coach, business strategist, and mindset mentor. I'm excited to talk with you today. We're going to really get real today. I always think about on the show, what am I going to bring to the show? What am I going to bring to you, to this community? And I talk to people every day. People are contacting me. I'm very heavy into Facebook for my community and my clients. So I'm on Facebook and then I'm on the phone with people and I'm on email with people and messaging with people. And this year is off to a rocking start. I had 2 years, 2014 and 2015, where I broke big money goals and my business is really going strong. And I've got a lot of exciting things lined up this year that are keeping me very full, very busy, and very excited. And I really want to go full circle back to a time that I'm going to talk to you about that some of you can really relate to. And everyone will be able to relate, even if you've taken some action, if you've gotten started, wherever you are in this creating sacred success in your life and building your business. I couldn't have what I have today unless I bumped up against some very big walls and stood my ground and stayed there and pushed through. And so my word for you today is be bold, be brave, and be willing to take honest inventory. It is time for honest inventory. Before this show this morning, I was reading a message from one of my clients who had just jumped in and started going and hit a big wall and then started creating all kinds of chaos and conflict and disaster and drama, all her old stuff that always stops her, always gets in her way, was showing up once again to derail her, to get her stuck, to stop her from moving forward. And it was so familiar, she just let it pull her down. It had on a different costume, it took a different face, but it's the same stuff. And that happens over and over again. And so I am confronting her and challenging her right now to take honest inventory. And what she had to admit was that her commitment was off, that she wasn't sure she had fully committed. And I'm here to tell you, I went back and forth and in and out with this too. And all that stopping and starting energy will really throw what you're trying to manifest. It pulls you in and out of your powerful energetic stance and it creates a big mess. So stop doing it to yourself. I had to get so committed that you know these things are going to show up and you're going to run your business anyway. In the early days, when I'd bump up against my stuff, part of my stuff was, oh, other people need me. Oh, other things are calling my attention. Maybe this isn't the right time. Maybe I'm not doing it right. Maybe I'm not meant to do it. Maybe I'm not supported in doing it. And all this baggage that's just my stories. And you know what I had to change? I had to change the questions I was asking, and I had to change the stories I was telling. Because once I told a new story, I am supported, I am doing this right now, come hell or high water, no matter what. And everything that's showing up first, that's sticking me, stopping me, derailing me, getting in my way, you know what? Those are my tools for transformation. And once I push through them, they will subside. They will go away. And that is exactly what happened. There's this commitment that you're either in business or you're out. And in the beginning, this stuff is going to trip you up. And we have a saying, new level, new devil. Things will come into play here. early on, it's easy to fall out. You don't have that track record yet, that strength, that being able to say, look what I created. I can create this again and again and again. So it's really that taking honest inventory. Here we are, almost to the middle of February. In November and December, I talked to more people than I had talked to all year last year. Potential clients, people bumping into their stuff, people with this big calling, people wanting to do things in the world. And they had the desire and the commitment. And next year, it's going to be different. As soon as I get through the holiday, as soon as, when I have this, when I'm not doing this, all of those things. So January hit. So I started touching base with those people. And they're still hemming and hawing, and they're still putting off. And they're still getting ready to get ready to get ready to do something. Time goes by really fast. The months are going by. We are over halfway through the first quarter of the year. There's never going to be a perfect time. It is time to jump in and make this thing happen. And if I had not finally taken that honest inventory, I tell you all a story all the time, part of my story of where I stand now, my powerful story that shaped this whole journey was I finally stepped in and I said, I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to do what I'm made to do, what I'm here to do. I'm going to serve the people. I'm going to build the community. And I didn't make good business decisions. And I created financial disaster for my family and my business. And I had to close the doors. And that was a turning point moment. Because had I not been committed, had I let myself fall out like I had done years and years and years before, that was not the first business I had started. That was not the first time I had stepped out. I said, I'm not going to let myself be out of this for even one day. Or I'll fall out and I'll lose time. And in the past, I had lost years. And the moment I was standing there locking the door with the key for the last time, I remember it so vividly. I had to lock the door and I was going to go turn that key in and it was over. And a part of me was saying, I'll just go home. Okay, spirit, I'll just go home and sit on my couch again until everything I need shows up, until I'm supported. And that was stinking thinking. I stood there and I made a commitment. I am not going to fall out for one day. And I turned after locking that door. And someone was standing behind me that the universe sent, that spirit had lined up. I had helped her. And she said, I was just coming to find you. And I have something I want to show you. You helped me so much. I was moved this morning to come find you. She didn't know all the pieces, the exact timing, but spirit used her because she followed her inspiration and took inspired action. And that's what I'm all about. And in the moment I dug in and I held that energetic stance, she appeared behind me, walked me over to her new building, which was actually exactly where I had wanted my business to be, directly on the historic town square. The historic downtown area in this beautiful building. And I had been just a couple of blocks off. And she said, I have a space and I'm going to give you that space for 30 days free. And then you can decide if you want to move in and share this space with me because you helped me when I was in need. See, you don't have to know how. The universe lines it up. I took inspired action a year and a half before that and helped her. And here it came back around. So I didn't even lose an hour. I moved into my new office space and I kept going. And you know what I did there? My first business coach crossed my path. And I built a profitable full-time local business. Imagine if I had just gone home and sat and waited with a story that I didn't have everything I needed. Spirit didn't have my back. I wasn't supported. I was a failure. I couldn't do this. Now wasn't the right timing. I turned it around. And a few years later, I'm here with this thriving full-time online global business. That's what this is all about. Once you get there and you make that decision and you take honest inventory, stay the course. It is my clients who sign up with me for their first 6 months. Clients come in, they make a commitment. It's that first 6 months where they want to fall out the most. They have every excuse. They have every money excuse. They have every time excuse. They have every sick relative excuse. They have every excuse. It is the hardest time. And if they can stay that course, they can create what they desire and what they deserve. And you can too. And that is my message for you. Where are you standing right now, and what are you desiring, and what are you wanting to create? And then what stories have you created that are keeping you from having what you want, being who you want to be, doing what you want to do? And then what do you need to do now? Imagine you feeling that you're standing there at that door, closing a door and locking it for the last time. And right behind you is your best next step. Imagine right now, I'm standing right behind you, offering you your best next step. Are you going to take it? This is Michelle Barr. I will be right back. Stay with me. And you can find me at FromCallingToCash.com.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she is feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Welcome to The Gathering Around My Kitchen Table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. This is Michelle Barr, Sacred Business Success Radio on OM Times Radio Network. I have a question for you. What do you feel right now is your work in the world? I was feeling at that time I told you before I opened my first business what my work in the world was. I had even been doing it in different ways, some very traditional routes before taking a more non-traditional entrepreneurial path, I kind of knew. So what do you feel right now as your work in the world? Don't overthink this. Instead, let go of attachment to what it should be or could be. Let go of the struggle to come up with an answer. Relax into the place where you know that you know. Allow the answer to emerge, to bubble up from within you and show itself. Today, so many people are stuck living according to what they have accepted as reality. Yet what they're doing is leaving them stressed, exhausted, dissatisfied, restless, and experiencing disease. Dis-ease, which leads to disease. The people who come to me that show up in my world that I talk to have a sense of a deeper purpose. Something is nudging them, maybe has been for a long time. Something is calling out to them and beckoning for a response. Where the inner conflict is coming in is in the not knowing exactly how to respond and answer the call. Most often there is an intention to pay attention and do something about this and an accompanying desire for a fuller experience that will come from a truer expression of oneself. But here come the buts. But the time isn't right. But I'm much too busy. But I have too many obligations and other priorities right now. But I need to be in a better place. But I need to learn more. But I should get some certifications first. I'm working on it, but it's not perfect yet. I mean, who am I to offer anything to anyone? And that is one of the underlying beliefs that comes creeping up. Who am I to offer anything to anyone? A feeling, a belief. So we make up all these buts. You know what some of mine could have been? But I have children at home right now. But I'm about to send one and then two kids to college. And then a big one right after I sign the lease in those first 6 months of being in business. My husband got laid off for the first time ever in an industry, education, where people don't get laid off. And then we had a big recession. So people were saying, the economy, the economy. Do you know that because I stayed with it and I moved into that bigger space on our downtown historic square, the Dallas TV News came out and interviewed us and did a story because we were opening a business in when other people in that area were closing businesses down, shutting down. And they were asking us, you're starting a business now? There's always going to be something. We knew enough about mindset not to buy into the economy. And we created a thriving business. Wow. It can happen. If I had let those were big things. People would have understood, oh yeah, you need to go get a job. Your husband is laid off. He was laid off for a year and a half. What I can tell you is somehow money showed up. Somehow we made it. It showed up from checks being sent, from strange refunds we didn't know we had coming to us, odd jobs, all kinds of things. It happened. It worked for us. Circumstance and circumstance. It was scary. It was uncomfortable. But I held that stance. And when I came out the other side of that, now I have a business that is thriving. I've created the life I want to live. Think of the years I would have wasted if I had fallen out those first 6 months. It would have been so easy to do. But that time I just knew I couldn't. I believe there is such a thing as our holy work, and that it is true for each one of us. One of my mentors said to me during that time, when I was really just starting to get a foothold, your business is your holy work. And your holy work is being asked for at this time by more people than ever before. Wow, did that land? It's true. And I'm one like some of you, like maybe a lot of you, I had been out there just giving myself away with such a drive to do my holy work, but not believing in myself and not valuing it and not knowing my worth and just running myself into the ground, running my family into the ground, trying to save and rescue all these people. And none of it was working. It was exhausting and it created distress, financial disaster, and a lot of other things. It created an illness in me, an undiagnosed illness I had for 7 years before I cleaned that up. And once I started doing my holy work in a way that valued me while giving to the world, it went away and it's never come back. Your business is your holy work, and your holy work is being asked for at this time by more people than ever before. You came here at this time to be a part of all this. You came here with something to do. You have something to offer. There are people just two steps behind you, looking ahead to where you are and wanting to know how you got there, how you overcame what you did. They want to learn from you, and you have something to share with them. When you are not offering your gifts to the world, you don't feel good. Others do not receive it, and there is a lack of abundance all the way around. The only thing that is going to make you ready to fully participate in your life and your journey is to show up and engage yourself in it. The only thing that heals you is to be you. What the world needs more of is you being you with a capital Y. I asked you this question a minute ago. What do you feel right now is your work in the world? And I want to ask you a second question. Are you doing any of it? Are you doing any of it? The world needs us. We hear that a lot, and I believe it's very true. Now more than ever. What I know to be even more true is that we need us. You need you to be you. And that is what I found in my journey. First, I was driven by what the world needed. But really, all along, that is where my healing came. I didn't need to be chasing down one more healing. What I know is that I needed me to be me. It has changed everything. It has changed my marriage. It has changed my relationship with my children. It has changed their lives. It has changed my relationship with my parents and my siblings. It has changed my money. It has changed my world, my circumstances, my environment, how I get to live. All of that now and for the future. And that is what I want for people that I reach out to with this message. My coach's challenge to you is spend some time with these questions and allow what is inside of you to emerge. Then look honestly at where you are showing up in the world right now as you, and where you are showing up in ways that don't make you feel good. You have a feeling guidance system. It's there for you as an indicator. What is one thing you can begin doing that is a fuller expression of your work in the world? this doesn't have to be on a grand scale. It just needs to be something. What is one thing you can begin doing that will give you a fuller experience of your true self? I want to know what comes up for you. I want to know your thoughts. I want to know your answer to these questions. I want to connect with you. I'm here to help leaders and those called to be leaders to envision the life they want to live and create everything around that. I help entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs in the making stay on top of their game by staying on track, showing them how not to derail and making sure they are enjoying the scenery along the way. I invite you to connect with me at michellebarr.com and on Facebook at /MichelleBBarr and /MichelleBarrUnlimited. Let's continue a dialogue over there. I really want to know, what do you feel right now is your work in the world? And as you step out and share, others are able to benefit and the whole community is served. What is this bringing up for you? What are you feeling with this? Really tap in. Be willing to take honest inventory. This might even mean needing to get clearer on what you want. Because if you're not committing, you haven't found a want strong enough to commit to yet. We're going to talk about this more. I will be right back. Stay with me. This is Michelle Barr talking to you about your sacred business success.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
I'm Maggie Chula.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. Join us every week here on OM Times Radio for Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Hello, this is Michelle Barr with Sacred Business Success. Welcome back. I hope I am really getting you thinking. When we talk about when we go into business, especially transformational type business, and we feel a calling, when we're connecting with that, even for our marketing and our promotion, we always talk about what keeps you up at night, what drives you crazy, what keeps you up at night. And if you followed me for any length of time, I have a couple of soapboxes and I pull out my soapbox and I get up there. This that I'm talking to you about today really does keep me up at night, really keeps me in business when things are tough. I see so many gifted people with so much to offer the world, and they're being called and they just stop themselves and they sabotage themselves, and then they don't know what to do and they don't know how to do it. If you notice in my story, it wasn't until I took that energetic stance and I made that commitment when I was really wrestling with myself, and it was so familiar and so comfortable just to go home and sit on my couch and dream of someday when I would do it, when things were better. And the minute I didn't live in that story, and the minute I chose to commit and to not even fall out for a day, that is when first the free office showed up, literally that minute, as soon as I turned around. And then my first business coach, and I have not been without a business coach since. So I want you to really notice, I mean, we can hear this over and over again. We can talk about the universal laws and living within the laws and the law of attraction, and it's just not going to change. I have had blessings rain down on me many times. The resources came after I committed. I have hired coaches not knowing how I was going to pay for them, and then the money coming once I made that commitment. It's scary. It's uncomfortable. It's inconvenient. I've taken bold leaps in my life, in every area of my life. Last summer, my husband was offered his dream job. He had been inspired by my success and what I was teaching. Talk about walking your talk and dreaming big and affecting people in your life. My husband had been playing small for a few years and playing safe because he's dedicated to taking care of his family and he's committed and he's loyal. And yet he started being inspired and feeling that and feeling a true calling. And I believe what showed up was a place that needed him, and he was an exact match to their gifts. And so he dared to dream that bigger dream. And he talked to me about it, and immediately it showed up. It meant us leaving our plans in the middle of them. Luckily, I've created a business that I can run from anywhere, and that was a goal of mine several years ago. So I could just pick up and move, but it happened so fast. Now, we moved to our dream resort town. We bought our dream house on the lake. And all of those are wonderful. And at the same time, there's a lot of upheaval when you move. We had our eye on this place, and we were already planning and talking about moving here in 7 years. Manifestation can happen in an instant when everything lines up. And his dream showed up in his dream resort town, and the way it all came together, I knew it was meant to be. So then the next thing I had to believe was whatever discomfort I'm feeling, whatever hesitation I'm feeling right now, I believe my destiny is already there and everything I'm desiring and asking for are there too. to pick up from a community I had built for the past 11 years, first building several local businesses and then my global business, where I had my colleagues, my friends, my lunch buddies, my go-to people, and coming into a very different community where I knew no one. There was a lot of change, and yet the blessings were waiting there. These are the things we're asked to do, all of these different things. So that piece that I'm really focusing on, that I really want you to catch, when I keep talking about holding that powerful energetic stance in that moment, locking that door, standing there at that door, the universe is like, I've got the next thing to deliver, a free office for 30 days. Exactly where you really wanted to be. Do you see the beauty of the surprises the universe can bring to you when you do the work and you're aligned to your desires and you take aligned action? In that moment, it was a mindset piece, even more than a physical action. The physical action was next, to step into the opportunity that showed up. The universe is waiting. If I had started a lot of negative self-talk, that would have fallen out. It wouldn't have been able to reach me. I love these powerful examples when what I know to be true, when what I've studied over the years, and what I talk about and teach show up in such a tangible way. I have this MOVE formula about how to move forward in any area of your life. MOVE, make a decision. The M, make a decision. The O, own it. The V, visualize it. Now you spend time visioning. And then the E, execute. Take inspired action. What I'm talking about here is the O, own it. Once you make a decision, you need to hold a powerful energetic stance. Everything around you is going to start readjusting. It's going to go like popcorn. People and things, that's where you get all that chaos and drama and what appears to be disaster. You have shifted and realized that everything in your life is in energetic alignment. An energetic resonance with you, or it could not be in your life. So once you change, everything else changes too. And that is why all of that starts happening. There was so much. Think about it. My husband had been laid off. My business, I'd created financial disaster. I wasn't feeling particularly successful. There's so many things that could have gotten in my head, but I remember that moment I said, no, I'm not stopping. I'm not going home. Before I had started this business, rented this little house, and opened my first business, Hope House, I had literally made a big move that I had let take me down, derail me, get me stuck, stop me in my tracks. And I had created a lot of stories about it. And I spent a year sitting at home on my couch before I pulled myself together and started that business. That O is so important. At first, even if it's only 24 hours, minute by minute, hour by hour, this is a muscle that you learn to work. You learn to do this, and it gets stronger and stronger, and it's so important. It's a very important energetic piece. Once you make a decision, you own it 100%. You don't second guess. You don't self-doubt. Emotions are energy in motions. Your thoughts create emotions, which creates energy in motion. And they take a lot of energy, and you need that energy to create. When you start self-doubting, second-guessing, creating stories, all those buts, I want to do this, but the time isn't right, but I'm not supported, but I'm much too busy, but I don't see how to do it. I need to be in a better place. I need to learn more. I have too many obligations and other priorities right now. You are going to have to set your agenda and then work within that. You decide what your non-negotiables are, and then you set your agenda. I knew I was doing this. That meant I had to have some very uncomfortable conversations with my husband and make sure, because one of my non-negotiables was to protect and honor and respect my marriage as of highest value, my marriage and my children, my family. But I knew that in his mind, he might have been thinking, he could be saying, I support you. I support you 100% because he is that way. But he might have been thinking, why in the world is she not going out and getting a job? With everything going on right now, and I'm feeling the weight of the world and the burden of my family on my shoulders, I had to have those uncomfortable conversations. And I had to be certain, I had to own it 100% and support myself. And then the things showed up, the people showed up, the opportunities to show up. I believe that was a turning point for me. Are you going to do your old behavior pattern and fall out and quit and go sit and then have to start all over? Are you going to finally bust through this wall and keep going? Because after I did, things accelerated really fast. That was when I ended up starting to get speaking engagements and teaching classes and then creating workshops and products and getting booked into bigger things that I had had my eye on. But I had to step up and be the bigger person that could allow and receive those things. There's so much going on at once, and I want you to be really aware of that. Is this landing? Is this speaking to you? Are you seeing how you can create a new energetic stance right now for this year? I want you to think about that, and I want you to come over to FromCallingToCash.com. Click on my blog, read these blog posts, talk to me, connect with me. Connect with me on Facebook and stay with me. We will be right back.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pasquale and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Inspiration. bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Hello, welcome back. I really hope I have lit a fire under some of you and at the same time really gotten across to you how deep and purposeful and rewarding this work is. Because sometimes it can sound scary, even people's stories on the other side of it. Yeah, but look at what you went through. Am I ready to go through things like that? That's where I want to tell you. The biggest payoff, we're helpers and healers. We are called to do this work in the world. There are so many payoffs that come from building community, connecting with people, calling in your tribe and serving them. There are financial rewards. Your body gets better. Your health gets better. Your life, your happiness, your joy, living on purpose. The other reward, and it's okay to be good about this reward. It has carried me through those tough days when those other things are just not enough because it's a struggle or it's hard or my mind is fighting me or my body's fighting me or my clients are fighting me or any of that, or the phones stop ringing. During those times, I have learned that I can truly create a vision of the life I want to live and then create a business that supports and sustains that. I have done that consistently now for enough years that I can tell you absolutely with complete conviction that it is doable, possible, true, and so worth it. And once you learn how to do it, that never goes away. Every year has gotten better and better and better. 7 years early, my husband has his dream job. We're living in our dream resort town, in our dream lake house. My business broke another money goal last year and a big money goal the year before. How does it get better than this? It does. It'll keep getting better and better. Those are the things. My children, because of the example I set, they are all three thriving. My daughter just created and attracted her dream job and commanded a salary I couldn't have even dreamed of at her age because I didn't value my worth then. She knows her worth. She's confident. She's strong. She's seen what is possible. And that, for me, there's nothing like that. All of my children thriving, creating their dream jobs and their dream lives because I've given them permission and I've nurtured them and I've showed them, and then watching my clients be able to do it. That is what I want you to understand today, to really understand. It's so important. And it takes becoming intentional. I mentioned not too long ago, some of the things I see are then people get motivated and inspired by what I'm saying right now. And then they go, okay, yes, but I don't know totally what I want. Because you can go about dreaming what you want, thinking about what you want. But then when you get to that place where you're going to dig in and create a powerful energetic stance and claim it, you realize you want to be even clearer. And that's a place I'm standing right now as we came into this year. I created so much so fast in the past 2 years. And all of a sudden, my coach said, when you wake up living your dream, it's not your dream anymore. It's time to dream a new dream. I realized as I planned the tangible things in my business and my life right now moving forward, a big piece of that is getting clear. And so I've gone back and getting very clear again. Okay, I know what parts I loved last year, and I know what parts I didn't love, and I know what I'm moving into. What do I want? Getting very clear. You can be the conscious creator of your own life. We're still kind of in that new year energy of new beginnings. And with that comes the possibility for new thoughts, new feelings, and new actions. And you never stop growing. I'm going through it now because I'm going to do another big push in my business. My business grew really fast and really big, and now there are things that need to happen so I can serve at my highest level for the highest good of my clients. It starts by you right now being very aware, very conscious of what is showing up in your life that you don't want and what is not showing up in your life that you do want. Being very clear and getting that clarity you need. Too many people let confusion stop them and they just spin in it. And then it becomes a defense mechanism and it becomes an excuse. Look at what is showing up in your life right now that you don't want and what is not showing up in your life that you do want. Whenever something is showing up in your life, it always started with an intention. And that's great if you've been consciously creating. I spent way too many years unconsciously creating. I've always been a great manifester, which means when I'm consciously creating, I manifest great things. When I'm unconsciously creating, I create a lot of stuff I don't want. The more I learned to take responsibility for that, the stronger I got. The first thing I do when a client comes to me with something they don't want showing up in their life is to go back. Excuse me, I've got something in my throat. The first thing I do when a client comes to me with something they don't want showing up in their life is to go back when this first started occurring and see what they were asking for, either consciously or unconsciously. Always a starting point can be found that began bringing the energy of this into physical form. We've started fresh here. We've turned the page. We've got a new year ahead of us. It's time to move forward right now into conscious process that will bring you the results you desire. You don't really want to get halfway through this year, even a quarter of the way through this year, and then go, well, maybe I should make this year better. And again, I'm talking about things that you get into creating new habits, because now I don't have to consciously think about all this. I do it. And everything I talk about, you can go back in archives at Ohm Times Radio Network and get all my radio shows. And when you listen to them, you can get all these tools, all these techniques, all these processes. At one time, I had to really think about them. I had to consciously make time and do them. Then they become a way of living and a way of being. And that's what I'm moving you toward. Use these as resources. This is not just a bunch of talk. I take you into ways you can consciously change your life, create sacred success for yourself and sacred business success if that's what you're called to do. And if you showed up here to listen to the show, if you're drawn to me and my world, if you go to my website, if you go to my blog, if you go to my Facebook, and this speaks to you, then your holy work may very well be and probably is in the form of business. So it's time to answer that calling. It's about getting clear, setting some powerful intentions. I talk about that a lot too, because I'm telling you, once you set those powerful intentions, the opportunities are going to show up, followed by action. So remember what I told you. In that moment, and am I going to fall into my old stories, my old patterns, quit, make a story, feel sorry for myself, and go home? Or am I going to close this door, and stay in it, not fall out for even one day. I turn around, there's an opportunity, which leads to another and another and another. And I stepped in. I didn't say, well, I don't know. Let me think about it. Let me look at it. Let me get back to you. Well, I'm not feeling very good right now. Well, I'm not sure I should take this on. I mean, look what just happened. I trust the way it works, and I trust the universe enough now that when the opportunity shows up, I step in, I take the action, and I trust. I am so committed to serving you in this work this year, 2016. When you work with me, you're getting a spiritual teacher, a master healer, a counselor, a coach, an intuitive, a strategist, a conscious entrepreneur, an advisor and guide all at the same time. And so I work with you holistically as a whole person, so that you can create a whole life that is joyful and fulfilling, which leads to your own sacred success. And then if your desire is to help others do the same, I teach you how to do that, how to create a thriving business. Make this your year for creating sacred success by creating a better life now and creating a better business now. I've got so many resources for you. Reach out. Let's connect. Don't wait another day. Go into the archives. Listen to my other shows. Find me at FromCallingToCash.com. Find me on Facebook. I will talk to you soon. Have a great day and a great week.